Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, so we got big James Bond news this week. Not who will take over from Daniel Craig as James Bond, but Amazon, who own the franchise now, have found their new director, and it is Denis Villeneuve. Denis Villeneuve is probably best known for the Dune films, and he's now going to be the man to take James Bond forward. Film critic and Bond fan Cara O'Doherty, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
So, Cara, Denis Villeneuve, is this good news for Bond fans like yourself?
Absolutely. I think the big fear when Amazon took on this franchise is that they would choose a kind of middle of the road director, somebody who they could almost, in a sense, direct to make money, to make the kind of the machine. And they are talking about spin-offs and prequels and all these things for TV, which they may just make to churn out.
Yeah.
But when they announced Villeneuve, this amazing director who has this vision for world building and for scale, we kind of realized this is good news, because whatever they do on the streaming TV, it means they're going to respect the film side of things.
Okay, but he's made huge films, right? Dune being the obvious ones. They were both of them massively successful. But they're quite arty and they are left field kind of art house films in a way. Is he a bit too arty for James Bond?
So the thing is, that is his wheelhouse. But also he did Sicario, which is
brilliant, taut, tense thriller.
Dark and twist. And the thing about Villeneuve is that he really understands the memo. They said make a sequel to Blade Runner. They said make Dune. And he really created the worlds the way people had wanted them to be. So he understands what's needed. And the thing is, he's a huge Bond fan, and he has said that he grew up watching the films, that he really respects what they're meant to be. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think there's very few directors who work on the scale and can see a world. And the thing about Bond is it's the glamour, it's the locations, it's the cars. And to be able to capture that in a sublime way, he's the man to do it.
Okay, now, ongoing conversation for years now. Times keep changing and everything, and people, what direction does the Bond character go in? What should the next Bond be like, do you think?
So I think there's two things to that. We all know that Bond is a little outdated, and I think that the changes were coming all along. When Judi Dench appeared as M in GoldenEye, when she referred to him as a misogynistic dinosaur, they knew what they were doing then, and they were balancing those sides to him. They do need to be careful. I think the fact that he is, look, we're never going to take away the fact that he is a womanizer. But what's important for nowadays is that the Bond girls have some agency.
Okay.
You know, we don't need a huge backstory, but if there's a reason for what he's doing and with them, and they have some agency, that's what's important. It's important to not have, we can't have names like Onatopp anymore. The Bond girl names need to change. But it's about finding that balance between not losing who he is, but also having respect for the female characters in it. We also need to see some strong Bond villains who are females as well, and that would really balance it, but also having women involved in the script writing.
Okay,
and
so we need to have evil women as well.
Evil, absolutely.
Yeah, okay,
absolutely,
I like
why
it.
Not?
Yeah.
But also in the future, and I mean, Villeneuve is one of my favourite directors, but in the future, we also need to see female directors taking Bond on. Like Emerald Fennell, who did Killing Eve, who we see with Saltburn, understands the stiff upper lip, could also bring that element of the kind of ridiculous side.
Yeah,
she'd
yeah,
be amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's plenty of female directors who need to, and I don't think there was any women even in the conversation when they were talking about who was going to direct Bond. I mean, I hadn't read a single article that referenced a potential female director. So I'm all for Villeneuve. He really is. He is absolutely one of my favourites.
Now, does this matter to the kids anymore? Is Bond a kind of a nostalgia franchise at this stage for people who grew up with it, or is it getting new audiences each time?
I guess Bond has always been, except for the very first, the original people, the first wave.
Yeah.
But for
yeah.
anybody else, I mean, I grew up watching Bond with my parents. Many people, I mean, stereotypically, people associate Bond with their dads.
Yeah.
But I mean, I watch it with
and
both
Christmas
my parents.
For some reason.
Absolutely Christmas. And I mean, Sean Connery was my first Bond in a way, because that's who I was introduced to. I don't want to date myself, but Pierce Brosnan was the first Bond I saw in cinema. So I was very attached to him for that reason.
Yeah.
I feel like I matured and grew up with Daniel Craig. I read the books when I was in college, and he really captured the essence of who Bond was in the books. So I think in a way, Bond is always attached to nostalgia. It is hard to get new people into any franchises. We see that now at the moment. Everywhere we look, there's prequels, sidequels, thisquels and thatquels. And the thing is, it's people bringing their children, their nieces, their nephews, their younger family members and introducing them. And I think that this Bond is for, it's for people who already know him, but by it, they'll bring younger members to it. But also people love Villeneuve from Dune. So younger generations will go, well, there's the Dune man.
Yeah,
so I'm going to see it.
And finally and briefly, who are you tipping for the next Bond?
Dev Patel. I called it about
amazing, a year. Amazing. Yeah, okay, yeah. I wasn't sure he was in the conversation.
And Especially when he made his own film, Monkey, last year. Yeah. He is suave, he's sophisticated, he has charisma.
He's a beautiful looking guy on screen. He is,
and he can fight. And so we need somebody who can really fight.
Okay, you heard it here first. Dev Patel, Cara O'Doherty, thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.